Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go right into your phone calls to start things out. But then coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about a garden, actually more than one apparently, that is under attack.
I think one.
Okay, and this is happening in Toronto. The government is literally tearing plants out of the ground.
That's right.
We'll give you the details on that, but first, first we go to Tom, listening in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live to start off the show tonight. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, let's see. More recent, a few days ago, I guess a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agent gunned down a 32-year-old mother of five in Southern California after she allegedly bumped into him with her car.
Yeah, it's a little more than a bump. I mean, the guy was on the windshield in this circumstance, and I don't know what happened to that lady, what kind of medical situation she had, but he fired four bullets right into her through the glass of the windshield.
And this morning, however, U.S. Border Patrol goon Nicholas Ivey got himself gunned down in Arizona. And they're still trying to piece it all together, but it was gunned down near a heavy drug trafficking route and near the border. And so, it's like, hey, always remember that they deserve it.
Okay. Whoa.
And, by the way, you know, also, I've sent
I don't know emails. If I agree with that, Tom. I mean, I understand that, you know, what goes around comes around, and that if you do violence, you know, you live by the sword, you're likely to die by it. I mean, I get all that, but I still don't think that that people deserve to, to get hurt. I think that what they should be getting is to, you know, to be forgiven, and they need to stop what they're doing that's wrong. I don't relish, when other people perish in this insane police state system that we have, even the oppressors themselves, because everybody has a chance to turn around, and at some point they can become a different person. I mean, I was just looking at Barry Cooper's website, NeverGetBusted.com. He just did a redesign recently, and I mean, he's a great example of that. Our friend Brad Jardis as well. These are two men who have come out now in favor of ending the insane war on drugs. They are speaking out publicly and in a very courageous manner about that, and have they perished at the hands of anybody in the past, they wouldn't have been able to make those changes and help bring other people on board with these ideas. So to relish in it, I think, is kind of twisted.
Can I point out here that I sent emails to both of the U.S. senators from New Hampshire. I point out to Senator Kelly Ayotte, by the way, whom I ran against in 2010 for the Republican nomination, saying, if it turns out that he was killed trying to bust drug dealers, his blood is on your hands and on the hands of the people who voted for you. They didn't pull the trigger, but they pulled the lever. And I sent one to Senator Jeanne Shaheen asking her, so do you want to legalize drugs now, or do you still want to wait until more federal law enforcement?
No, I think that's the best point you make, Tom, and I thank you for the call tonight. I think that the point that because the war on drugs is happening, police are dying. How many more police have to die before these politicians will consider ending the war on drugs? I think that's a pretty strong point.
I think
so,
too. But
to relish in it, in the death, this is pretty sick.
Politicians tend to hold up police and the like more so than they do the rest of us.
It's not fair. It's wrong. But that's true. They do.
Yeah, I mean, there are all kinds of people dying every day in the war on drugs. Whether it's people that are participating in using drugs or acquiring drugs or selling drugs, and obviously they're considered the lowest on this totem pole. But there are all kinds of innocents that are caught in the crossfire, and I think that to some extent those people are ignored, especially if their skin color isn't the popular one with whomever it is that's reading the story. So, you'll see that. But at the very top of the list are the police officers, the brave men and women who are prosecuting this war on drugs, who are trying to keep the drugs off the streets, as if you're ever going to keep the drugs off the streets, as if the drugs have been kept off at all.
Yeah.
I mean, when you bust a giant truckload of marijuana, what have you done?
You've inconvenienced some users. They'll find something else.
You've driven the price up for a brief period of time, but, I mean, there's always more weed out there. They're always going to get it.
That's right.
I mean, if one truckload, one semi-truckload of beer doesn't make it to your town, is everybody not going to be able to get beer? Be serious. It's just, somebody's just going to fill in the gaps.
Let's get to the gardens here in a moment, Mark, because I've got a related story to this that came out just a couple days ago, September 30th. This is a birthday message for marijuana prohibition. So it's pretty much a related topic. It's from Vivian McPeak at the Seattle PI, blog.seattlepi.com. I saw this actually through Jody Emery on Facebook, who is Mark Emery's lovely wife, and he is sitting in a prison cell right now awaiting his release in another couple of years for distributing marijuana seeds. He was extradited from Canada to the United States for the simple purpose of having to sit in a prison cell going through some show trial at the federal level, and then being locked away for helping people get sick, people get medicine, and helping people grow plants. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what happened to him.
And this is, he's just selling the seeds like so many other websites do on the internet.
Right.
You can buy seeds through the internet. You've been able to buy them through lots of different sites. The only person that I know of that they've ever put in jail is Mark Emery. And it's because he's a marijuana legalization advocate.
Activist, yeah.
So he is a political prisoner. If, I mean, by most people's definition, I mean, you can think what you want about marijuana, but if they're not going after these other people, if they're not going to Sweden and Norway trying and other Canadian sites trying to arrest the people that sell seeds on the internet to the United States from those sites, then it's obvious they've gone after Mark Emery for a reason.
Yeah, not only is he a political prisoner, but he's not the only one. We've got, obviously, the Pirate Bay founder. We're going to talk about him tonight and what his conditions are. Of course, Bradley Manning as well, and they certainly aren't the only ones. Pussy Riot over in Russia, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Those are only the more recent stories and the ones that we've heard about.
I read a story from Russia that the Russian Orthodox Church is coming out for the release of Pussy Riot if they repent of their sins.
I highly doubt they're going to do that. I think they're going to sit it out. Let's go on, though. Here's the story from Seattle PI. Happy birthday, marijuana prohibition. You are now 75 years old, well past retirement age. You have accomplished so much. You must be very proud of yourself. You've largely conquered the world. You've spread your policies of persecution and subjugation from nation to nation, perpetuating the expansion of a prison industrial complex that would have made Stalin proud. Your righteous crusade against a largely benign natural plant and all who dare to embrace it has been the status quo for an entire human lifetime or better. Ever since you were conceived by the Rockefellers and promoted by their henchman Harry Anslinger, you have been relentlessly waging a campaign of hate, terror, and brutality on a populace that is almost totally non-threatening. Using the tactics of yellow journalism, racist bigotry, and outright lies, you have sabotaged and minimized that which makes America great, constitutional liberty for Americans. You use the United States military against its own citizens on American soil. That is unprecedented. You've invaded the homes, the cars, the businesses, and the bloodstreams of millions of otherwise decent, law-abiding Americans in order to advance your campaign of misery and suffering.
Yeah, this is one thing that that many people don't realize that comes along with the war on drugs. Even if you don't do drugs, the constitutional freedoms that you're supposed to have, that your children are supposed to have, they've been eroded terribly by the war on drugs. So, I mean, whatever this free country was that was handed down by our forefathers, you know, fought for by their blood or whatever the terminology is, it's not what it used to be, and it's not what it used to be because of the war on drugs.
Absolutely true. You've seized homes, cars, boats, bank accounts, and property from tens of thousands of American citizens, often with no due process or even a conviction. You've pitted neighbor against neighbors, parent against child, and teacher against student in an effort to create a nation of simple stool pigeons. We've got more on this in moments. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of these airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes, are you calling about the free two-week trial?
Well, so I already got the free trial. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious right-size smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today a free two-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies. You can even get free shipping. Call 1-800-398-9336. Try right-size smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-398-9336. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-398-9336. 1-800-398-9336.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site. We give them away, and they include our mobile site. Those of you with a smartphone, all you have to do is go to m.freetalklive.com, and you can tune into our streams that we have available to you. There's the broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're all free, and they're available around the clock, so you may listen at your convenience over at listen.freetalklive. Excuse me. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com on any computer, but if you've got a mobile phone, it's m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. And, of course, the streams, like the rest of our website, are totally free. The Free State Project, one of the longtime sponsors of this radio program, is your best chance at liberty in your lifetime. If you actually want to be around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are not just liberty-oriented but also active in their liberty orientation, in that they are getting active in politics, civil disobedience, media creation, outreach, all kinds of different projects are happening here. Of course, there's a great social scene as well. You really should go to freestateproject.org and learn more about this movement that is more than just an idea. It's actually happening. There are over 1,000 people here now as part of the Free State Project in New Hampshire. Over 12,800 are signed up to make the move, and we want to reach 20,000. So we still got a little ways to go, and you can help over at freestateproject.org. We'll continue here with the blog from Seattle PI, and then we'll take your calls about what's on your mind. Got the blogger here, Vivian McPeak. She's a Pacific Northwest-based musician and social justice activist, and she's letting prohibition have it, that is, marijuana prohibition in particular. But generally, her statements also apply to the rest of the drug-using world. It's just that people are afraid to address that issue. A lot of the people that support marijuana decriminalization either they don't understand full drug decriminalization and why it's a good idea too, or they're just afraid to talk about it because, you know, they know that other people don't understand it, and so they don't want to broach the subject. But either way, continue here. She's talking about how prohibition is having its birthday. Its 75th birthday was 2 days ago on September 30th. And she's talking about how it's ruined lives, pitted neighbor against neighbor, parent against child, teacher against student, in an effort to create a nation of simple stool pigeons. You've thrown millions of human lives into the incinerator of injustice while you line the corporate pockets of your benefactors with enough money to purchase the facts straight out of the mouth of the truth. You have co-opted history, bypassed the U.S. Constitution, and favored building prisons over schools.
You know, a lot of people are worried that if you legalize drugs, that more people will get addicted to them. Now, not only is this countermanded by the facts when you look at places like Portugal,
yep,
which has had
drug addictions down by about 40%.
Yeah, they've had drug decriminalization for several years there.
Over a decade.
Yep. And when you look at Amsterdam and, you know, what's going on there.
Anybody that looks at the statistics, the real truth about the matter will make it. It'll be pretty clear that prohibition is far more dangerous than the drugs themselves.
Right, and you know, a lot of people, they just fear and they don't look at the facts.
Right,
but you know, when you think about it, just compare it to what we know today. One of the most addictive substances on the planet, tobacco, is legal in the United States. Now, certainly there was a time in the United States when people, you know, thought it was great to use tobacco and that kind of thing. But the fact is, it's down. And it's not down through making it illegal. It's down because there's been a campaign, an advertising campaign, and it's just kind of changed the way people feel about tobacco.
Information and social ostracism works a whole lot better than cages and dogs and, you know, tasers.
It's a lot less costly, too.
Absolutely. You paved the way, she says, for radicalized social control, resulting in the mass incarceration of Americans, particularly Americans of color. You have effectively created a brilliant tool for voter suppression among minority communities, in that if you get arrested for a felony, in most places, you don't get to vote.
Not most places.
Really?
Yeah, it's
wasn't that is it, it was that way in Florida, though,
it
right?
It was certainly that way in Florida.
How many states is that? I thought it was a bunch of them.
Not too many.
Huh.
A handful.
Interesting.
Most states believe that if you're
corrected,
safe enough to release, that you're safe enough to vote. But
you don't have to get that right restored or anything like that, so automatically.
I don't know the rules in every state, but even in Florida, you know, they'll restore the rights to some people, but not violent felons. It's crazy. They'll release you on the public, but they won't let you vote, as if your vote really matters.
You've selectively enforced your madness on people of color, the poor, the infirm, and an entire counterculture. You've strong-armed your way into our homes, pulled Americans out of their beds in the dark night, laid them on the floor in their nightclothes, and brutalized them as if they were terrorists. You have stripped Americans of all... And by the way, just to go back to another point you made, don't hear that statement and think, well, that won't happen to me. I'm not a drug user. Well, if they get the house wrong, the house number could transpose a digit here or there, or perhaps an informant gave them bad information. For whatever reason, they have absolutely raided people's homes and held people at gunpoint.
A couple of stories in the last week
where
this happened. Where, in one case, husband and wife were held, just an older couple were held while they searched around. They laughed at them. The police laughed at them. They did fist bumps above their heads. They destroyed their house, and they refused to do anything to repair it.
And it was the wrong house.
Yeah, it was the wrong house. Yep. The city doesn't care. Nobody cares. They came in, they destroyed these people's house, and nobody cares. In another case, a man grabbed for a gun to defend his home against intruders that he had no idea what was going on. They smoked him. They wasted him right in his living room, right in front of his, some house guests and his wife. Just blew him away. Neither one of these cases could they find anything in these. They couldn't find so much as, an out-of-date pill bottle in either one of these houses. Because that's what they'll do oftentimes, is when they bust the wrong house, then they'll go searching and then they'll find something.
Yep.
But they couldn't find anything in these homes. And they had to admit that they killed a man that was just trying to protect his house, an innocent man. And they didn't admit in this case. They didn't even apologize, as I understand it, to this couple that was handcuffed. No one died there. What's the big deal?
Well, by the way, board operator over at GCN found an interesting link here. The felon voting or felonvoting.procon.org.
I was going to look that up.
He got it. And in 12 states, you may lose your vote permanently after being a felon. In 19 states, so more than half of the states total, you've got significant restriction. Your vote is restored after your term of incarceration plus parole plus probation. So then in 19 states, you'll get your vote back.
After the term of incarceration
plus parole plus probation.
So, yeah, I mean, that's...
As soon as you're completely released from their system,
you're not going to be able to vote on probation. That much is true. I don't think that counts in my... That wasn't counting in to my mind what I was trying to give advice there. So
but you still got a good 12 states before that some felons may vote depending on the state crime committed, time elapsed since completion of sentence, and other variables, but they're the most restrictive. So 12 states are very, very restrictive. 19 states... Pretty restrictive. 4 states, it's just the term of incarceration plus parole. And then 13 states in D.C., it's just the term of incarceration. 2 states allow you to vote while still incarcerated.
That's crazy to me, the vote while incarcerated.
Why?
Some towns, the largest population... What's that?
Why is that crazy?
Because in some towns, the largest population exists in the jail.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, the convicts could actually... I mean, unless they pass some law against the convicts... I mean, like, guy gets out, hey, you
check
get
it out, Mark.
You get out the day before you get out,
looking for Vermont.
You mad.
The 2 states are Vermont and Maine, our neighbors. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about prohibition in moments.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet. What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We give them to you, including news updates. Get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. We'll send them via email to you. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And if you're following us on Twitter and Facebook, you're going to get more than just news updates. You're going to get updates during the show. We'll tell you about some of the stuff we're talking about on the air. We'll give you those links. I just posted the article about prohibition there for you. And in addition, it's another way for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners on Facebook and Twitter. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. In fact, it is Twitter Tuesday, so if you tweet something at Free Talk Live, and by the way, I was informed yesterday, Mark, via a post on Facebook that apparently I've been doing it wrong when it comes to Twitter, which isn't a surprise because I'm still a noob, basically. What have we been doing this now? 2 months? 2.5 months?
I wouldn't say it was that long.
Maybe 2 months then. So apparently if you tweet at and then you type stuff, it doesn't show on other people's feeds.
Really?
That's what I'm told. And I'm believing what I'm told. But if you put something in front of the at Free Talk Live, so if you tweet, "Hey, I love at Free Talk Live," or some, you know, whatever it is you put in front of it, even one character, if you put in front of at Free Talk Live, it will show up on your subscribers' feeds.
I don't believe it, because I sent a tweet to Joe Rogan the last week sometime.
Yep.
We're going to be out in L.A., and I was going to see if he wanted to meet up, maybe do an interview, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't gotten a response, but that's beside the point. I tweeted to him, and then a listener tweeted to him also saying that you should get with these guys. They're all about liberty or something like that.
Mm. So, well, maybe they were looking at our feed. They may not have seen that in their feed. So it'll show up on your feed, but it won't show up on their feed as something that they're subscribing to watch. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
So anyway, still Twitter Tuesday. If you tweet something at Free Talk Live, even if it starts with at Free Talk Live, we'll go ahead and follow you back. But starting next week on Twitter Tuesday, we want to follow only people that tweet something at Free Talk Live, because the idea is to, you know, get Free Talk Live's Twitter out there in the Twitter sphere. And if it's not posting to your profile or whatever, it's not showing up on your wall or whatever it's called, then it's not being very effective.
If you understand this better than Ian, maybe you should call in and tell him. 855-450-3733. I do my own radio little program that's affiliated with Free Talk Live. It's called the Edgington Post, and there I interview people, whether it's, you know, it's people that I've seen that are out, sort of out there, that have interesting information I want to share with my audience, or people that maybe advertise with the program and get an opportunity to talk about their products a little further. But I do all kinds of interviews on the Edgington Post. Today I spoke with a woman who, Pam Oakes, from Pam's Motor City, and you can go check out that interview at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Right now it's the top thing on the page,
yep,
but it's going to get knocked down as the hours go by, because Free Talk Live produces a new show at least every day. So at least every day there's a new
show there.
So it's soundcloud.freetalklive.com if you want to find out how to save money on gasoline, increase your fuel mileage.
Prohibition, according to seattlepi.com, it's there. It's Prohibition's 75th birthday, by the way, as of a couple days ago. You have stripped Americans of all dignity and stuck them with a stigma formerly reserved for child molesters and communists. You've treated them worse than common criminals who do not face the routine sanctions, fines, forced drug classes, and forfeitures that people accused of drug crimes, with that in quotes, endure. You have lied in court, falsified evidence, framed innocents, entrapped citizens, and used people as informants, sometimes at the cost of their lives. Remember the story about the college girl
in
Tallahassee who got busted for some pot? They told her that she could get out of her charges by informing on a dealer, and she ended up getting shot in the drug deal.
Happens.
Yeah. So she says, you've ruined futures, broken families, and stolen children from their parents. You've poured enough resources into your campaign of hate to build tens of thousands of schools, daycare centers, hospitals, and food banks. Instead, you've built prisons, privatized them, created incentives to lock up Americans, and then profited greatly from it all.
Yeah, I want people to consider what the prison population in the United States has done in the last three decades, how it's grown
to the largest in the world.
Did crime increase so much? I don't think it really, not real crime.
No.
Certainly the use of drugs.
Violent crimes are going down.
The use of drugs don't seem to really be affected by the war on drugs. They keep throwing people in jail, and people keep on doing drugs.
1.5 million arrests per year.
So that's not effective. I mean, is America that much more dangerous or that much less dangerous as a result of this this mass incarceration that's going on? Or is it just a huge drain on your pocketbook? Because I can tell you one thing, is Americans are paying a heck of a lot more in taxes than they were three or four decades ago.
You've enjoyed uncompensated prison labor and a mountain of working people's taxes, which you then use to lock up millions with impunity. You've helped to jail more citizens per capita than any nation in human history. It's not just per capita, though, right? Isn't it total population of jailed people?
Yeah.
Like, it is per capita and total population.
Yeah.
Right. So you've cooperated and conspired with tyrants, despots, and dictators, all in the name of justice.
Right, and this is another important factor. This is not limited to the war on drugs, but the United States government was a government where people rebelled against a tyrannical king. Now, I don't think that King George was very tyrannical in comparison to plenty of the despots that the United States has cooperated with throughout the years. Certainly not the least among of them being Stalin. If you consider the Ship of the Damned, where the United States refused to let some Jews in from that were trying to escape from Germany, you know, there's certainly some cooperation with Hitler, because he took those Jews back in and killed almost every single one of them.
Mm.
But you know, those are just the That's minor collusion compared to the relationship the United States has with Saudi Arabia. Those people are kings over there. That's a fiefdom, and it doesn't stop.
You've promoted stereotypes while you've spread pure, raw, unadulterated hatred. You've divided Americans and fractured our society. You've caused murders, suicides, and suffering beyond imagination. You've denied the sick, the elderly, and the terminally ill relief from suffering by denying them access to medical marijuana, and I might add, all the other drugs, because we don't know what all the wonderful effects are of everything that's prohibited, because no one's able to study it. Hell, you've even persecuted crippled, broken, and dying men and women, and then tossed them into jails and prisons like caged rats.
Sure do.
What was it, a guy in Florida got, 25 years for prescription medication or something like that?
Yeah.
You, in a wheelchair. You've denied medical care, treatment, and medicine to prisoners, and you've made possible untold prison rapes. You've ignored presidential commissions, scientists, physicians, and journalists in order to manufacture the consent of the American public. You've lied, distorted, twisted, fabricated, insinuated, and attacked the truth in a vicious crusade that has been part of the most well-funded domestic government policy ever known. You've declared an internal war against citizens of your own country. You've undermined, that is what the war on drugs is, by the way. It's a war on your friends, it's a war on you, it's a war on your family members, it's a war on your coworkers, your loved ones, everybody here. Everybody that you see in your daily life, they are the ones who are being fought against in the war on drugs, whether or not they're drug users.
It's true. Now, it's not just the people that, because you know people that do drugs. You may not even know that you know people that do drugs.
That's true.
Trust me, you know people that do drugs. And it's not even just them. It's, you know, all the people that are caught up in this peripheral violence that goes on in the war on drugs. And consider that people commit crimes to get drugs. That wouldn't occur if these drugs were legal. Think about the legal drugs out there. People aren't committing crimes generally to get them.
You've undermined a general respect for the rule of law among many of America's youth who can clearly see through the hypocrisy of treating cannabis like it's a poison.
This is what happened to you.
Sure, yeah. And, you know, it's kind of one of the good effects of it. While allowing poisonous alcohol and tobacco to be legal, you've endangered the lives of law enforcement officers with no just cause and caused animosity between citizens and police that will take years to undo. You've diverted resources from investigating actual crimes and distracted from them. Yes, happy birthday, Prohibition. You've done well. You must be so proud. You've spread fear, mistrust, paranoia, shame, embarrassment, and hate all over the globe. And now it is time for you to retire, old policy. You're ashen and gray, heartless and cold, soulless and unfeeling. You're evil, and it's time for you to go. You cannot have America, and we're going to take her back. She is just now learning of your lies, your hate, and your destruction of liberty, freedom, and justice. I don't know if I'm going to get America back. I don't know if I want it. We can come back and talk about that and take your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-923-1929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-923-1929. That's 1-800-923-1929.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now, for a limited time, all survival gear purchases are over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE and take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. You can, of course, support the program if you would like. There are different ways to do it. One of those ways is by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. And at shop.freetalklive.com, you'll be able to access different vendors like Amazon, where you can click into the right Amazon for you, Amazon US, UK, or Canada, different Amazons there. You click into the right one that you at which you'd like to shop, and then everything you buy, pretty much, we're going to get a cut of. It's the same great Amazon experience, same great prices, free super saver shipping, the huge selection that you're used to, all of the stuff you're used to about Amazon. It's their site. You're just entering through our affiliate link, basically, and so they remember to send us a cut of the sale to essentially reward us for sending them the business. So thank you to everybody who takes the time to visit shop.freetalklive.com.
It only takes a moment.
It does, and it takes less of a moment if you go there once, click the link that you want to use, because obviously you don't need to go every time through the same U.S. Amazon link if you're in the U.S. Once you click that link, you can just bookmark it in your bookmarks and then just go back to the bookmark, and then you're there even faster next time. So shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live. Gene is the Christian anarchist calling from Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, guys.
Hey, Gene. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk to you guys about a sad story that that I hope will open up some eyes of people that are planning to join the military.
Okay, please.
And it's because the military thinks that you're their property, basically, that they mistreat people. This is a story about a young man we know just passed away a couple days ago.
Hmm.
At the ripe old age of 38, he was on a helicopter that flew through some cloud after blowing up in a munitions dump somewhere overseas. I thought it was Bosnia, but that didn't really make, I mean, it was Bosnia, but I didn't know that we blew up any military dumps in Bosnia, so I'm not sure that's the case.
Well, it's not like they're going to give you a mission debriefing either.
Yeah. But at any rate, somewhere they were in a helicopter, a bunch of guys, and they flew through this cloud of who knows what, left over from a munitions dump exploding. And I don't know how many years ago that was, but now of the men on that helicopter, two preceded this man in death, all of the same form of lung cancer that normally young people don't get. So we don't really know what was in this cloud, but it's pretty obvious to the average intelligent person that something they did over there caused these men to die of lung cancer when they didn't need to. I mean, they were all young men. So I just wanted to let people know before they suit up and go out there to kick some butt that, number one, I'm not so sure that you want to go over there and kick butt because you don't know whose butt you're kicking and you don't know why you're kicking their butt.
Yeah.
Because there's no mission statement. There's no exit strategy. There's no nothing. I mean, they just send you over there. They tell you to go kill brown people for whatever reason. They won't give you one. And then they expose you to all kinds of hazards besides bombs, the obvious bombs, missiles, and bullets. You've got environmental exposures that may come back and bite you 5, 10, 15, 20 years after you've been home. So I just want to caution people before they sign up and decide to give 5 or 7 or 20 years of their life to going overseas and fighting for more than likely a banker or an oil company or something of that nature, that they might want to just stay home and go to college and maybe raise a family and try to take care of their own rather than getting involved in something like that where you're not going to get, you're going to be abused, you're going to be used, and who knows what will happen to you afterwards. But I know
we know what happens afterwards. If you make it through the experience, if you make it through with all of your body parts intact, it doesn't mean your mind is intact. And we know that they're basically, you know, disqualifying these veterans as much as possible from getting any kind of treatment. You know, the supposed treatment they were promised when they got into the military, I'll take care of you for the rest of your life. And then after they get out, they're told, oh, what's that? You've got PTSD? Well, you've had it for your whole life, so see ya.
Yeah, and of course we're in the medical industry, and Medicare is basically doing the same thing that the VA is doing now. And, you know, the Medicare patients, all the older people, they're complaining because doctors aren't seeing them because they have Medicare, but they don't realize the bottom line is Medicare is causing people to jump through a lot of hoops that's costing them a lot of money, and they don't pay a lot of money to see Medicare patients. So basically, the system is designed to collapse. It is collapsing. Medicare patients will not be able to find doctors in the future.
Wow.
And,
And you're an office manager at a doctor's office, right?
We own an office, and my wife is the doctor, yes.
And so, I mean, you see this every day. And you know, doctors aren't turning down profitable relationships. They're turning down unprofitable relationships.
Well, and Medicare is, number one, right now, Medicare is on a big push to collect more money from the hospitals. You've probably read some stories about hospitals being audited and all this stuff, and now they're saying that if you don't properly discharge the patient or whatever, that,
right,
you know, they're not going to pay the hospital. Basically, Medicare has written so many rules to follow. Now, it has nothing to do with patient care. Don't think that any of these rules give you better patient care, because they don't. All they do is make loopholes so that Medicare can come back and deny paying the hospital, deny paying the doctor, and I guarantee you, in the next few years, you're going to see just all kinds of actions by Medicare against hospitals and against doctors and against clinics, claiming they didn't jump through some certain hoop to get paid. And they're going to be demanding that those hospitals, doctors, and clinics reimburse the payments that were paid. It might amount to hundreds of thousands or maybe even $1 million. That will put those people out of business. And then they're going to be screaming because there's no doctors left.
I think the ultimate plan, it really is just to put the doctors out of business so that they can then create this socialized medicine system out of the ashes. It's speculation, conspiracy theory stuff, I know, but it doesn't seem like there could be any other result.
That will be the result, whether it's intended or not, that will be the end result, yes.
That's certainly the direction they're going in, and you've got presidential candidates, the main two, that are, you know, right there on board with it. I mean, you know, Romney Care in Massachusetts and Obamacare at the national level. The idea that these guys are in any way different is absolutely ridiculous. Is there some kind of debate going on tonight, by the way, or that tomorrow or something like that?
It's happening soon. I
heard rumor that there's some kind of debate. I wonder how vapid and absolutely...
Some kind of a boring debate that won't be worth watching, spending your time at.
Gene, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. And that's Gene, by the way, at the top of our Facebook page profile at facebook.freetalklive.com.
The picture that
picture of the car, man driving the car, the Ron Paul, was it?
Corvette,
yeah, with Vermin Supreme sitting in the passenger seat.
So Bill Clinton got a great deal of accolades for his speech at the Democratic National Convention because it was full of facts, and I'm using my quotation marks here. Certainly, you know, some of them were facts and some of them were some cherry-picked things. But, you know, they fact-checked him, and most of the things he said was true, but there's still ways to lie with statistics. And he certainly wasn't not guilty of that. However, the reason he got all the accolades was because he's the only one who's talked facts this whole campaign season. If you try to get the you know, Ryan and Romney to talk facts, they're dodging. They're just saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, the president screwed things
up. He's bad, that other guy.
And I'll agree with you, the president screwed things up, but you know, like the guy's not applying for the job, he's just saying the guy in the job stinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only other possibility.
Yep. Well, except for Gary Johnson from the Libertarians, Jill Stein from the Green Party, who are actually, apparently there is that lawsuit in play to open up the debates. So it'll be interesting to see if that gets ruled on and or has any kind of an effect. Don't get your hopes up. Because they're asking the government courts to rule in favor of open government, of, you know, more communication, of more choices and more, you know, more options. We can't have that in this country. I know you guys talked about that in detail, I guess, on Saturday night.
Right.
So folks can go to freetalklive.com and download Saturday's episode to get a lot more on the idea of opening up the debates and presidential candidacy and things like that.
Yeah, we're actually going to be sponsoring the free and equal debate.
Is that going forward? That's interesting.
And Free Talk Live is going to be a sponsor of the free and equal debate.
And do we know who signed on to debate at that particular event?
As I understand, four of the six candidates that were invited.
So did they invite the ones that could, in theory, win, that they're on enough state ballots, enough, you know, ballots to possibly win?
No, some of them are just, I think they have to be on some ballots.
Okay.
At all.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about that, I guess, as we get to the details.
Yep.
855-450-3733. Coming up, bureaucrats are pulling plants out of the ground in Toronto. We'll explain why, and it's ridiculous. Hour 2's next.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.